This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters here in downtown Wichita at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. Eck Agency, your independent insurance agency. Make sure you reach out for a quote today. A special thanks to my friend John Eck and his team at Eck Agency for arranging this for us tonight. And, of course, to our friends here at Americans for Prosperity Kansas for hosting us this evening. We're happy to have you with us this evening. Thanks to I got a huge crowd. We've got a great crowd with us tonight. They're all eating and making funny faces at me. So if I laugh tonight, you'll know why. But thank you for joining us here at your local liberal resistance headquarters, where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. If you'd like to join us, you can call us. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330, by email at john@knssradio.com, on social media, Facebook and True Social, at The John Whitmer Show, and on X, at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a great show planned for you this evening. Senator Roger Marshall will update us on the status of the president's big, beautiful bill and his recent trip to the U.S. southern border. He just returned from the southern border. He took Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter with him. We'll talk to him about that here coming up at the bottom of this hour. To kick off our 8 o'clock hour, Dion Leffler, the opinion editor at the Wichita Eagle, will join us to explain why he says right-wingers like me have abandoned any pretense of respect for the United States Constitution. He's been hitting me in the Wichita Eagle. I invited him to come on the air and hit me tonight. So we'll see how that goes. Author Braden Sorbo, we've had his mom and his dad on the show, so we're making it a family affair. Braden Sorbo will try to explain how the left is claiming that engaging in physical exercise is now linked to right-wing extremism. And Wichita City Councilman Dalton Glasscock will tell us how the city of Wichita is facing a budget shortfall and is considering various budget cuts to address it, including potential reductions in services and perhaps a sales tax. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. And if anyone wants to chime in from our live studio audience, we will, of course, invite them to come on over and pick up a mic and join us this evening as well. So, but before we get started, I want to talk about, well, it's June 1st, and that means it's Pride Month. June 1st, after all the, you know, the rainbow flags are already flying, but I'm not here to talk about it in the way you might think. I want to talk about Pride Month through the lens of American exceptionalism, something that this great country was built on and something that we as Americans should hold dear. Because my pride flag is red, white, and blue, and something that we as Americans should hold dear no matter our gender or sexual preference or our background. And again, because my flag is red, white, and blue and covered with stars and stripes, and it's not a rainbow flag, and frankly, I think that's the one we should all view as our pride flag. Now, I know what you're thinking. Here we go. Another political talk about Pride Month and gender identity and the whole LGBTQ debate. But stick with me. I'm not here to bash anyone. I'm here to not here to exclude anyone. I'm here to talk about something far more important than any individual identity or movement. I'm here to remind you that the American flag, the red, white, and blue, represents the ideals of inclusion, liberty, and freedom for every single American, regardless of who you are or, frankly, who you love. I believe Pride Month should reflect that same spirit. It should be as American as apple pie and the 4th of July. Pride Month, if we truly want it to stand for something, should be wrapped up in red, white, and blue, not rainbow. Not because we're trying to ignore anyone's identity choice, but because we're celebrating what it means to be an American. It's as rich as it's diverse as we possibly can be. And let me tell you, America is exceptional because we've built a nation where freedom reigns, where liberty shines, and where every individual has the opportunity to live and love as they choose. I've been hearing a lot lately about the idea of inclusion. You know, I'm all for it, but America has always been about inclusivity. And that's where I believe we can find some common ground. The question, however, is what true inclusivity means in America. Does inclusivity mean you must erase our values, our history, and our identity as a nation built on freedom and opportunity? That's not inclusion. That's division. What real inclusion looks like is everyone, yes, everyone, having the freedom to live their lives how they see fit, while still respecting the values and principles that make America the shining city on a hill. And let's take a step back and look at our flag, the red, the white, and the blue. The flag that waves proudly across this land and stands for everything we hold dear. Liberty, freedom, the pursuit of happiness. When I look at the American flag, I don't see divisions. I don't see lines between people. I don't see race or gender or choice. I see unity. I see what happens when we all come together and work toward one common goal, creating a country that guarantees freedom, equality, and opportunity for all. And I'm here to tell you that everyone, no matter their sexual preference or gender identity, has that same right. Every single American should feel free to feel the freedom to fly the stars and stripes high and proud, knowing that they are part of this exceptional nation. I know that there are some who say that Pride Month is about celebrating the LGBTQ community in particular, but I want to challenge that notion. What if Pride Month was more than just a celebration of one specific group? What if it was a celebration of our veterans? What if it was a celebration of every single American? What if it was a celebration to reflect on the incredible diversity of this country and how we all share in the American dream? And let me be clear, Pride Month is not just for people who identify as gay or lesbian or transgender or queer. It should be about pride in being an American. Toss out the rainbow flags and pick up Old Glory. And what makes this idea even better, even being an American, doesn't mean you have to fit into a certain mold. It means you have the freedom to be who you are, to live how you want, and to love, frankly, who you love, without the government telling you how to do it. So I'm not going to say anything that might ruffle a few feathers. Well, maybe I will, but I don't think Pride Month should be about forcing people to conform to a specific narrative either. I don't think it should be about asking everyone to adhere to one ideology or forcing other people to accept things that they may disagree with. It should be about the freedom to choose, the freedom to live according to your own values and beliefs, as long as they don't infringe on the rights of others. The American way is about freedom of thought, freedom of expression, and yes, the freedom to disagree. So I'm going to say it loud and proud. Pride Month, in its truest sense, should be about celebrating America, celebrating the freedom we all share in this nation. No matter what you are, no matter what you believe, you have the right to live freely in America. And that, my friends, is something worth celebrating. So let's make Pride Month not just about one group, but about celebrating America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. We'll take a quick break, and then author Braden Sorbo will try to explain how the left is claiming that engaging in physical exercise is somehow linked to right-wing extremism. I don't know where they came up with that one. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from AFP Kansas's Wichita headquarters, thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. Want to remind you, speaking of which, want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for all. Folks, you have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're at it, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. According to recent articles, engaging in physical exercise is somehow now linked to right-wing extremism. Isn't everything? The narrative suggests that lifting weights, building discipline, and taking responsibility for your body are somehow dangerous acts. The Guardian claims that getting in shape could turn you into a, quote, right-wing jerk, while Time magazine recently had a piece that said, quote, the white supremacist origins of exercise. And MSLGBTV warned that during the pandemic, workout trends ended up leading to extreme ideologues. Go figure. With us now to try and explain how the woke left came up with this nonsense is Braden Sorbo, author of the new book, Embrace Masculinity, Lifting Men Up in a World That Pushes Them Down. Braden, thank you for joining us. It seems like this has become a family affair. I've had the whole Sorbo clan on the show lately.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, I heard my dad's voice come on, and I immediately remembered I had to take the trash out. So thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, we have had your dad on, had your mom on, and so I really feel like I'm becoming sort of an adopted Sorbo here. So
you saved the best for last. I did.
I saved the best for last, yes. Let me ask you, the white supremacist origins of exercise, where do they come up with this nonsense?
Well, they come up with it because they don't want people to work out. I mean, studies are showing that there is a very distinct connection between someone's physical capabilities and their willingness to have original thoughts. And so the weaker you are physically, the less likely you are to think for yourself. You are more prone to be agreeable because you want to avoid confrontation. And so obviously the left is going to demonize people working out because working out leads to original thoughts.
Yeah, I remember during the pandemic when MSNBC warned that workout trends ended up leading to extreme ideologies. And again, it was one of those bizarre, you know, how they got to that connection, I have no idea. But yeah, I remember when they were trying to pitch this, that don't work out during the pandemic because it can turn you into an extremist. And it just, I don't know where they come up with this nonsense.
Yeah, isn't it bizarre how gyms were dangerous during the pandemic, but strip clubs were allowed to stay open?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
You could run to a liquor store, but you couldn't go to church.
Yeah, can't go to church,
what that's
but
all about.
Can't go to church, can't go to a gym, but we'll keep the abortion clinics open. That was the logic during the pandemic. There was also a report, again, MSNBC, they made the comparison that in Mein Kampf, Hitler fixated on boxing and jiu-jitsu, therefore far-right groups have launched mixed martial arts colleges and boxing gyms. I mean, they will do anything to call Republicans Nazis, won't they?
They really will. I mean, we've had presidents who used to box in the White House that
right.
didn't make them Nazis. You know, Theodore Roosevelt literally put a boxing ring in until he had such a, you know, whatever to his eye that he couldn't do it anymore. And he was right-wing. That didn't make him an extremist. It made him an American first patriot. And so this idea of, oh, well, if you go outside and if you eat healthy foods like steak and butter and drink milk, and
oh, no.
if you go to the gym a few times a week, you're suddenly Hitler youth, is the reason why they're losing so many young men. I mean, I'm sure you have seen the newest trend where they're spending $20 million on this new project called Speaking to the American Man. And they have hired an obese, queer Hispanic woman named Olivia Juliana, who is apparently their secret weapon to reach guys my age. Now, I'm a 23-year-old guy, And I can tell you for a fact, that is not how I'm going to be reached. But this just shows how out of touch the left is. I mean, they have exhausted their playbook. They tried David Hogg. They tried Harry Sisson. They tried all of those kids. And people are going, this isn't what we want. This isn't a representation of the values that we hold. And so it doesn't matter who you throw at us. It doesn't matter the tropes and the astroturfing and whatever ads you put in video games say. What matters is you don't hold to the values that we know deep down to be true and right and just. And so you won't win this fight.
We're talking with Braden Sorbo, author of the new book, Embrace Masculinity, Lifting Men Up in a World That Pushes Them Down. And I think you're right, and this is just nonsense, and it seems to me like the real reason fitness is under attack is because it breeds autonomy. And you're talking about somebody who, you know, could use a little more fitness, but it's still, I mean, fitness breeds autonomy. It breeds for men or women, for that matter. And that's a threat to the system. They don't want people to be independent thinkers. They want people who are compliant.
Yeah, that's exactly true. They want people who are easygoing and agreeable and complacent in a system that demonizes anyone who attempts to think for themselves. It's honestly kind of like that Pixar movie WALL-E. You remember where everyone...
I remember WALL-E, yes.
And they're driving around on the ship and nobody has original thoughts. They're glued to their screens. That's pretty much what happens. And I say this as a Gen Z youth social media influencer, so it's like I'm on my screen more than anyone else, which gives me, I think, a little bit of credibility to say how bad it is because I know from firsthand experience. But that's what the left is trying to do. And so many young people, men and women, are breaking away from that. They're freaking out. They don't quite know what to do for 2026. They didn't expect such a fast turnaround from Gen Z. But the way that they pushed, you know, Tim Walz as the VP for Kamala Harris, as he was the guy that men could relate to. He was the guy who worked on his truck and went hunting, even though he didn't know how to load a shotgun. He was the one who was going to get the male voters.
Right.
And what we saw was obviously the exact opposite. You know, you had arguably the most successful political campaign of all time, where Trump worked at McDonald's, and then he had a garbage truck, and then he went on live streams with popular gamers that people love. And so he related to guys my age by just being a guy. And people don't realize that authenticity, whether or not they have the exact moral lineup as the person that they voted for. That authenticity spoke to people in a sense that I'm not here to just swindle you out of your money and trade stocks based on the laws that I'm passing. I'm here because I care about this country.
You're absolutely right. And I think that what you say about authenticity, it makes a big difference. And I do think that's one of the key differences if you looked at Kamala Harris and a lot of the Democrats who are looking at running now. There's just something that's completely inauthentic about all of them. And it's ironic because we're broadcasting live from a remote location here tonight. And sitting across from me is a 26-year-old young man who is one of the most authentic Trump kind of characters, who is one of those that just shoots from the hip, tells you, you know, literally what you see is what you get kind of personalities, reminds me in many ways of a young Donald Trump. And he's a perfect example of that mindset that voted for Trump, that is a very Trump-like personality. I'd say his name, but I'd probably, you know, he's already blushing. But you're right, it's that younger generation. And you saw it in this last election, the younger demographic voted for Trump in overwhelming numbers. It's one of the reasons why Kamala Harris lost.
Yeah, it truly is. And it's one of the reasons why the left has been underestimating Gen Z, because they had the millennials. They had the boomers. They had the previous
They've lost
generation.
Them all. They lost every demographic.
Exactly. And so they had, for the longest time, kind of this unanimous with Obama. They had so much support behind him. Even with Biden, they had the media pushing and pushing and pushing. But with Generation Z, because of the freedom of information that we have, and my generation realizing something was specifically wrong with how COVID was handled, we sort of lost that aspect of our childhoods. And that's what made us turn around and go, hold on, something's not necessarily lining up. It's not right. And that is what cost them the previous election. Now, obviously, they are pushing people. You're talking about authenticity. I will say one of their strongest characters is AOC. She's not the brightest person in the room, but she's authentic, and she says what she's thinking, even if That is very little. You know, I know how rubbing two brain cells together sometimes gives you a thought, and that's basically what we have going on there. But it is authentic. And so they're trying to push her, and all of these people on the right are going, oh, she'll never win. And she's just, I would be cautious, because you can't just sit there when you were attacked, spewed vitriol towards by the left, by going, well, you're just this evil, racist, homophobic, MAGA, all this, and you turn around and you start calling AOC names, then you've just become what you demonized
right.
for the past 4 years, and you're going to lose people the exact same way. And so
you're
I'm
right.
trying to speak to these generations that we need to take this seriously, because this genuinely matters. We're at the point that any great nation has reached and fallen from. No other country in the history of the world has ever turned around from the point that we're at now. And so it's quite a burden, but we can do it.
You're right. AOC and Jasmine Crockett are authentic. That we, I mean, they're absolutely crazy, but they're authentic. The new book is called Embrace Masculinity, Lifting Men Up in a World That Pushes Them Down. Dinesh D'Souza calls it a bold call for the restoration of manhood. It's available at sorbostudios.com. And, of course, they can find you on X at Braden Sorbo, correct?
Yes, sir. And if people want, they can use my last name on the website, sorbostudios.com. If they just type in Sorbo at checkout where it asks for a discount code, they'll get 20% off on my books.
Braden, thank you very much for joining us. Say hello to your parents for me, will you please?
Will do. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you. Thank you again. Coming up, Senator Roger Marshall will update us on the status of the president's big, beautiful bill and his recent trip to the southern border with Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter. This is John Whitmer broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters at Union Station. Come on down. Thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from Americans for Prosperity's headquarters here at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. You know, and just to prove it, we got a good crowd here tonight, and they know who's coming up next. Everybody, why don't we say hello to Dr. Marshall? Say, I told you we had a good crowd here tonight. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And, of course, from breaking news to to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. Well, like I said, we are blessed, I think, in Kansas to have some great representation at the federal level, maybe with the exception of Sharice Davids. But we are pleased to have with us this evening our senator from Western Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall. Doc, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
John, it's great to be with you. We got a great show for people tonight. Where do we start?
Let's start with you. You just stole our sheriff for a few days, took him down to the southern border. Tell us, I know the situation at the southern border is better. I mean, it's night and day compared to the last 4 years. But tell us a little bit about what you saw, how it's improved, and what's still more to come down there.
Yeah, John, I think, you know, most importantly is why I wanted to go down there is for 4 years I've been calling for the White House to send our military to help support the border police, that they were just overwhelmed, and we finally did it, and they ended up sending 700 troops from our own Fort Riley, Kansas, and I wanted to go down there and tell them thank you. And I wanted to go down and tell the Border Patrol thank you as well. You may recall that President Trump was down in this Tucson sector October of 2024, and over 2,000 people a day were crossing that border in that particular area. And today it's under 50. And I just want to congratulate President Trump, the Border Patrol, the military. They're doing a heck of a job. Our military has become a force multiplier down there. And again, it's just incredible. And all that being said, we still have drugs being smuggled across, right, and human trafficking is still going. So we got work to do, but it's 95% better.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I remember during the waning days of the Biden administration, actually basically during all 4 years of the Biden administration, he kept saying there was nothing he could do. It had to be Congress. There's nothing he could do. And lo and behold, you get a new president in there and it's fixed within the first 2 or 3 weeks. So obviously, clearly, what a difference a president can make.
Yeah, John, let's just go through these lies. You know, they told us that there was nothing going on with the Russia hoax, right, and the don't pay anything attention to Hunter's laptop, and the president couldn't fix the problem, right? Well, he did, just simply with policy changes. And that's when, you know, I asked all the Border Patrol that, what's the difference? And they said, look, we have a president who is allowing us to enforce the rule of law to the letter. And that's really all it took. You know, it turned off the big bat signal to say, look, if you cross the border illegally, we're going to grab you by the ear and throw you back across the border. And that's really all it took. But we got work to do. And that's why we should talk about the big, beautiful bill. I asked everyone in the Border Patrol officers and the military, what do you need going forward? And they said, well, first of all, we need more barrier. So in this big, beautiful bill, there's $45 billion to build 2,000 miles of barriers. Some of it's the big Trump wall, like you and I have seen. Some of it's pedestrian barriers, there's river barriers, that type of thing. But for a long-term success and to shut off the drugs and the human trafficking, we got to add this next layer of defense.
Speaking of the big, beautiful bill, the left, the media keep claiming, you know, people are dying, that people will die if you pass it, that they would lose their Medicaid, their food stamps. For everything I've seen, this is totally false. And one out of every $5 or $6 in Medicaid, for example, is improper. Illegals are getting it. And what I understand is that the cut, quote unquote, cuts to Medicaid are merely efficiencies and things like making sure that able-bodied single adults without dependents would actually have to have a work requirement, and illegals would no longer be able to qualify. Those aren't cuts. Those are common sense solutions that actually trim the fat. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, John, you're spot on. And I would say that this bill will save Medicaid. That's my goal, is to save Medicaid for those who need it the most, for those you know, for our senior citizens and our nursing homes, for our people with disabilities, that's the goal of this bill, is to save Medicaid. But I think even, you know, bigger than that, I think most importantly, what this bill will be is the biggest tax cut in American history, the biggest tax cut in American history, and the biggest decrease in federal spending that we've seen in 30 years. Let's talk about those tax cuts just for a second. It's going to mean $1,000 a month, $1,000 a month for average hardworking American families, including those folks back in Kansas. So $1,000 a month on average senior citizens. You know, the president said no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security. So a senior citizen couple, their first $43,000 of income, there'll be no taxes on it. And I think this will be great for the economy, by the way. I think that Americans are good consumers. They'll be out there spending the dollars where they think is most wisely. So again, I think the most important thing about this bill, securing the border, pay raises for our military, and then beyond that, the biggest tax cut in American history.
Do you anticipate any major changes? Do you think it'll largely be the same bill? And do you think it'll be one bill, or do you think they'll split it up?
So, you know, John, again, I go back to thinking of President Reagan. He said, you know, if the bill had 80% of what he wanted, then we would take it. I think this bill has 90% of what you and I want, 90%. If we would go down to Kansas conservatives, it would have 90% of what they want. But I'm not satisfied. Let's take a good bill and make it better. The House has cut $1.6 trillion of spending over the next 10 years. $1.6 trillion. I think we can get that north of $2 trillion. And I think President Trump would like to see that as well. So I think that'll be the biggest change, is that we need to cut some more spending. And the other things I want to do, there's three or four tax issues that I want to make permanent. If you're a small business, especially after some things like the R&D expensing, interest expense as well, accelerated depreciation, we want to make those permanent rather than running out in 4 years. If you're running a business, what you want is certainty. So we want to make some of those Trump tax cuts permanent, and then we want to cut more spending. How's that for starters?
No, that's a great place to start and finish. We're talking with Senator Roger Marshall. I saw something you tweeted out recently, by the way. If folks want to follow you, they can follow you at Roger Marshall MD. But you said, quote, activist judges must stop blocking the America First agenda that American people voted for. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I just wish there was something we could do about it, because it seems to me like that's exactly what these what's going on, is these prosecutors, these DAs in the liberal states are shopping to find an activist judge who will then come up with some cockamamie way to basically throw out what we wanted, which is what 77 million Americans voted for.
Yeah, and that's spot on, John, is that we have activist judges standing in the way of why President Trump was elected. First and foremost, President Trump was elected to secure the border and get rid of the 400,000 violent, illegal aliens, criminal aliens in this country. And we have federal judges. Like, so think of Kansas having one federal judge making a decision that impacts the rest of the country. I don't think that's what the founding fathers ever intended. So, you know, number one, the Supreme Court could clip their wings. Number two, Chuck Grassley is chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He's from Iowa. He's over 90 years old. He wakes up. He jogs every morning. Just an incredible human being. But he has a bill that we've helped co-sponsor that would do just that, that would say, look, if you're a federal judge, you cannot make decisions that impact the rest of the country. You make decisions applying to your district. And there would be an immediate appeal process as well. So in my humble opinion, the judiciary has expanded their wings too far and are standing in the way of the will of, as you said, 76 million people. And by the way, did you see the recent Rasmussen poll for the first time in its history says 52% of Americans feel that the country is going in the right direction. The first time ever, a majority of Americans think that this country is going in the right direction. How about that? I mean, I'm not tired of winning, but it sure has been fun so far.
Yeah, well, and that dovetails nicely into the last question that I have for you, because I know I've got to let you run. But consumer confidence is way up. In April, the U.S. annual inflation rate was 2.3%, a decrease from the previous month. So the numbers are starting to now back up. And yet, you know, if you watch mainstream media, if you turn on, well, you know, I don't know why anybody would turn on CNN or MSNBC, but if you turn on some of the networks, it's all doom and gloom. And yet, yeah. You know, the stock market has recovered. But they're all running around, you know, with like chickens with their heads cut off, like everything's, the world's fallen off the cliff. But consumer confidence is up, and things like are going in the right direction if we just let it happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun just to watch them cry. But you know, to your point, I did a tour around Kansas, and by the way, I just finished for the fourth time. I've been in all the way around the state, 105 counties. Just finished up our fourth tour of doing that. And I visited probably a dozen manufacturing companies, and I'm telling you, President Trump's tariffs are working. That American-made products are in vogue. That these companies they employ 50 people, they employ 200, 400, 600 people. They're using American-made steel, American-made aluminum, and they cannot keep up with the orders. The only thing holding them back is a lack of people for the jobs that they have, and people unwilling to work 60, 80 hours a week of overtime. But so those tariffs are absolutely working. We're seeing the economy grow. Consumer sentiment is in favor, is positive. Jobs numbers are up. The PC, the personal consumption index was only 2.1%. Income is up 0.8%. So all the numbers are going in the right direction, but the legacy media wants Donald Trump to fail.
Right.
And they're going to keep telling their listeners that he's failing. But meanwhile, we're going to keep our head down like Kansans do. We're going to just try to get better every day, grow the economy. I'm telling you, John, these tariffs are absolutely working. You know, what President Trump said with his tariffs, think about this. His purpose of the tariffs was, number one, was to stop the drug flow. And number two was to bring manufacturing jobs back to America. And number three, negotiate long-term trade agreements so that my grandkids can still stay on the family farm. And I'm telling you, it's absolutely working. In response to those tariffs, Canada and Mexico have both moved 10,000 troops to their side of the border. The fentanyl is starting to slow down again. You mentioned I took some sheriffs, chiefs of police, KBI director Mativi with me, and all of them say that the fentanyl traffic is starting to slow down. We got a ways to go yet, but it's starting to slow down. I mentioned the manufacturing jobs are up, and President Trump, you wait and see over the next 90 days, the great trade agreements, long-term trade agreements that are going to impact Kansans in so many positive ways.
Well, Doc, next time you go down there, take the press with you, and I'll be happy to join you, all right?
There you go. Love to do it. Love to do it, John.
If folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X at Roger Marshall MD and online at marshall.senate.gov, correct?
That's it. That's it, John. It's great to be with you, and appreciate your help getting our message out. I'm telling you, it's the dawn of a new age. You know, President Trump keeps talking about it. It's sort of a golden age. I'm just so proud to be part of it. I'm so proud to work with President Trump, so proud to represent the great people of Kansas, and I'm just so excited to make America great again.
Thank you, my friend. It's always nice to talk with you. Carry on the fight, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Senator. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll see if we can find someone here in the room who might want to pop on the radio. I guarantee you there are going to be people who want to. Studio lines are open. We're broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters here at Union Station. Thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. Studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back after this.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, broadcasting live from AFP's headquarters here at Union Station, thanks to our friends at Eck Agency. Want to remind you, of course, about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Great folks. If you're looking for a way to get involved, some way to get activated and find a way to make a difference in your community, don't forget, AFP will help you do that. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And, of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. And, you know, I grabbed you, and now I've had a complete aneurysm. And I can't remember your first name.
Ryan.
Ryan, that's right. I should have known that. This will teach me to just do things on the spot like this. Yeah. Ryan, you're with the Wichita State University chapter of Turning Points USA.
Correct.
And you just committed to me that you're going to get Charlie Kirk on the show, which is great.
You know, we'll pull some strings.
Yeah,
we'll
see look at that. Look at that. Now he's backtracking. But tell us a little bit about TPUSA. I've been to some of your events. You had some great ones last year. Earlier this year, you had a great speaker. Correct. So tell us a little bit about TPUSA.
Yeah, so we are a 501c3 nonpartisan nonprofit, but we have conservative values. We are actually on over 3,000 high school and college campuses all across America. So we are the largest student conservative organization in America. And, you know, we have a lot of different parts of the organization. You know, we have our action wing, which does campaign and lobby, but you know, on campus, we've been around Wichita State for about 4 years now, and I've been president, so this is my first year, but I've been with Turning Point for about 3 years now at both the high school and college level, so Turning Point has done a lot. You know, obviously, we've seen Charlie's videos go.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah. They're viral.
He's one of the most viral people in America now.
I love him. And yet, your organization, it's not a Republican thing.
No.
Because there's still at least there was a college Republican chapter at WSU. But your organization, it appeals to everyone. It appeals,
correct,
yes, to Republicans, but libertarians. Mm-hmm. Because it's not just a Republican thing.
You know, and we're actually the only conservative/libertarian-minded organization at Wichita State now. So, you know, a lot of people, I have a lot of professors, they come up and they say, why are you even here? Well, because we believe in being the counter.
Wait, a liberal woke professor that doesn't like a conservative on his campus,
I know,
go
shocker.
Figure. Yeah, I never heard that coming before.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of them will say, why are you even here? Because we believe in being, you know, the counter movement, the counterculture, and providing an outlet for people that do have conservative ideas, that they, you know, have a place that they can speak. and not face, you know, crazy blowback. Because, like, I've told professors of mine straight up, you know, our generation, voters 18 to 24, they actually shifted right 16 points this last election.
Yeah.
Voters age 65 and up actually shifted left 2 points this last election. So I think that there's a lot more hope for the younger generation than a lot of people think. And I think that turning point, without a doubt, has had the most impact out of any organization.
Well, look at our first guest this hour. Braden was telling us that. I mean, and some of the others here in this room who are in that Gen, I don't know, X, Y, Z, whatever Gen Z, this generation. I'm old, what can I say? But, you know, the Gen Z generation, I think you're right. They are trending more conservative. And it's not necessarily Republican. It's just more conservative.
Yes. And I think we've also seen a, you know, turn back traditional values in our generation. You know, like a lot of Gen Z people in our generation, they want to get married, they want to have kids, they want traditional values.
Wow, how
stated.
Shocking.
What
earth-shattering ideas that is. Yes. Family and good values. Oh, my God. Yes. If folks are interested and they want to get more information, or if they've got kids maybe attending WSU, I got about 30 seconds. Yes. What's the best way for them to connect with you?
So you can find Turning Point on every, you know, major social media account, or you can find our specific chapter, TPUSA_Wichita. We're pretty active on social media. We'll have events coming up. You know, we'll be at the Student Action Summit in Tampa this summer. And
fantastic.
Lots of events coming up.
Ryan, I appreciate you. Thank you. Coming up after the top of the hour break, Dion Leffler from the Wichita Eagle will be with us to say why right-wingers have abandoned any pretense of respect for the Constitution. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.